This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A closely divided U.S. Supreme Court has made a major ruling on property rights. The court says property owners can be forced to sell their land if the government wants it for a public-private redevelopment. The 5-4 ruling has nationwide implications. It came from a case in New London, Connecticut, as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
New London has been crumbling for decades. It's lost tens of thousands of jobs. Its unemployment rate is twice that of the rest of the state. But in the late 1990s, it saw a ray of hope when the Navy closed its harbor facilities and turned over 32 acres of land to the city. At the same time, Pfizer decided to build a $300 million research facility next door to the newly acquired land, and the state pledged $70 million to open the riverfront to the public for the first time, fill in the floodplain, and clean up the area, long zoned industrial and plagued with environmental hazards. The redevelopment plan designed by the city called for marinas, parks, and private office complexes, condominiums, and a hotel. It was approved by the city council and state agencies, but ran into trouble when 7 of the 90 homeowners on the land refused to sell. So the city used its power of eminent domain, a provision in the U.S. Constitution that allows the taking of private property for public use as long as the property owners are paid fair market value. The homeowners, however, said they weren't interested in money. Some, like Matt Derry and his parents, live in houses built by their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents.
I garden the same property that my great-grandmother gardened.
Yes, said Derry, the Constitution does allow the taking of private property for public use, but redevelopment, he argued, is not a public use. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed. Writing for the 5-member court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said, promoting development is a traditional and long-accepted function of government. Certainly, he said, the city could not take property from one private owner and just transfer it to another. But that was not the case in New London, where the redevelopment plan was carefully designed, approved by a democratically elected city council, and reviewed by the state courts. Stevens said the federal constitution has long been interpreted broadly to allow the taking of private property for all manner of purposes, building railroads, stadiums, and highways, to facilitate mining and eradicate slums. Stevens did not minimize what he called the hardship on the homeowners in this and similar cases, but he said it is the state legislatures that can limit such takings, not the federal courts. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, writing for the 4 dissenters, said the fallout from yesterday's ruling would not be random, but would benefit wealthy corporations and developers who have the most influence. In New London, reaction to the court's ruling was swift. William von Winkle, one of the homeowners who lost yesterday, hinted that he might just refuse to go.
Maybe they ruled that the government can steal your property and give it to private development. That's not the way we're going to play down in Fort Trimble.
But city lawyer Tom Londrigan was ecstatic.
This case was not a land grab. This case was about the city of New London and its economic survival.
Nationally, mayors of both political parties and other local and state leaders breathed a sigh of relief. Indianapolis Mayor Bart Peterson says nobody likes using the power of eminent domain.
It's unpopular to use eminent domain, and that's why it's used so sparingly. You don't find local government officials who are anxious to use eminent domain. It really is a last resort.
But Peterson, who's vice president of the National League of Cities, says that without this power to overcome holdouts, cities will be doomed to disintegrate. Property rights advocates, however, are dismayed. They have lost all 4 property rights cases brought to the Supreme Court this year, most by lopsided votes. Michael Greva, a scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, says the court's direction is clear.
Of course, at some level, the music matters behind these things, right? So the basic message I take away from it is don't bother us again.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.